Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 7th of February. There are warnings of gales in Portland, Plymouth, Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fitzroy 1018 expected, France 1012 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Southerly 4 to 6. Backing southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. South at Cira, southeast 40s. Southeasterly 2 to 4. Increasing 5 or 6. Showers later, good. Northwest 40s, Cromarty. Southeasterly 3 to 5. Increasing 5 or 6. Fair, good. Fourth, southeast 2 to 4, backing east 4 or 5. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. East 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7, except in Fisher. Showers later, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Northeast 4 to 6, veering east 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Humber and Thames. Showers later, good. Dover, White. Northeast 5 to 7, veering east 4 to 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Backing north, 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northwest 3 to 5 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 4 or less at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 4 or less, rain, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole, easterly 5 to 7, backing northeasterly 4 to 6, veering southeasterly and west, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. East, backing northeast 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Shannon, southeast 6 or 7, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, but gale 8 in northwest. Fair, good. Malin, southeast 4 to 6, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, south 6 to gale 8, backing southeast 5 to 7, fair, moderate or good. Bailey, south gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 6 to gale 8 later, rain, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwest 5 to 7, backing south 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, southwest backing south 6 to gale 8, fair, poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly becoming cyclonic for a time, 7 to severe gale 9, rain, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 1040, now falling. Stornoway, south, southwest 5, 9 miles, 1036, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 6, 8 miles, 1035, rising. Wick, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 1036, now falling. Aberdeen, southeast 2, 14 miles, 1040, rising. Lucas, southwest 2, mist, 3 miles, 1042, rising more slowly. Boomer, west southwest 3, 12 miles, 1042, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 3, 1043, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 5, 11 miles, 1041. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 6, 5 miles, 1041. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by north 3, 1042, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 9 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1041. Scilly Automatic, east 4, 11 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1043, now falling. Aberporth, southeast 1, 16 miles, 1044, now falling. Valley, east southeast 1, 9 miles, 1044, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 1, 6 miles, 1044, rising more slowly. Valentia, east southeast 3, 24 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north 2, 13 miles, 1043, now rising. Malin Head, south by west 4, 8 miles, 1041, steady. And Macrahanish Automatic, east 1, 19 miles, 1041, rising. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday, the 6th of February. General situation. The ridge of high pressure over Scotland will decline during Friday as a low over Bay of Biscay will move north across France, bringing rain and showers to the southern waters. The low will become slow moving over the channel on Saturday, with the rain and showers spreading north across most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly backing southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times in north. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 4 or 5. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 2 to 4, backing east 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 5 to 7. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 5 or 6, increasing 7 for a time offshore, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east 5 to 7, backing northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east backing northeast 4 to 6. Showers, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east 4 or 5, backing northeast 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast, veering east later 4 to 6. Fair, good. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, backing east or northeast, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, southeast 4 or 5, backing east 4 to 6. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Mull of Galloway. Fair, good. while of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 4-6, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 5-7, backing southeast 4-6, fair, good. And Shetland Isles, southwest backing south, then southeast 4-6, fair, good. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night. We return at 5:20 with a shipping forecast, and Jane Steele will have news briefing. Or you can listen to our digital sister station, Radio 4 Extra, which has a mix of comedy, drama and factual programmes overnight. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in California and Indonesia. On the way, as Donald Trump's pick for US trade representative faces questions from senators, the former head of the World Trade Organization gives me his take on tariffs.
Anybody making stupid promises is entitled to implement them and damage his or her own economy, which is what he is doing.
We'll also hear about the impact tariffs are already having on trade at the biggest port in North America with the executive director of the Port of Los Angeles. Why the price of eggs is soaring in the US and the farmers in Ireland on the verge of an incredible windfall. Those stories in Business Matters from the BBC, all after the latest BBC World News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has signed an executive order sanctioning the International Criminal Court. He's accused it of improperly targeting the US and its ally, Israel. Charles Aniagolu reports.
The order puts financial sanctions and visa restrictions on ICC officials and others who've helped investigations into US citizens and America's allies. The court issued arrest warrants last November for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. It also issued warrants for Hamas leaders. Neither the US nor Israel are ICC members.
Egypt has warned that Israeli support for Donald Trump's plan to remove Palestinians from the Gaza Strip threatens to provoke a return to fighting. Cairo said Israel's position undermined negotiations to extend the current ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. The former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told the BBC the United States couldn't own Gaza.
I heard that America expects that Israel will hand over Gaza to America. We can't do that because we don't own. Gaza is not ours. Gaza is Palestinian. And as soon as we end the war, which we have to do it now, we have to pull out from Gaza after all the hostages are returned back to Israel. Gaza has to be rebuilt and it will be hopefully be done by the Palestinians.
The United Nations says more than 10,000 aid trucks have crossed into Gaza since the ceasefire began last month. The UN's World Food Programme says the convoys have provided food for more than 1 million people. It's calling for continued international aid during what it called a pivotal moment. Most of Gaza is in ruins with about 2 million people displaced. The South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared that his country will